moment you've all been waiting for.
You what? Well,
that hit the spot.
Welcome back to the Gosscast. Me and Kendra have a pint each.
Hello. Yeah.
Because it's Kendra's 25th birthday.
Woo!
And this goes out actually today
on my birthday,
on the Sunday.
Yes.
It is your birthday.
25.
Do you have any words of wisdom? Your 25th birthday. Do you feel 25?
In a way, no. I've always felt like way older than my age.
I always think you're 22. I literally tell people still, oh, Kendra's 22. Like, I always
That's
forget.
Because when I started, I was like, 20, what?
21.
21, was
yeah,
I?
Yeah. I just always see you as that younger age. I remember when I was 25, though, it was like kind of a midlife crisis.
Oh, God.
Just because I felt like it's like you're not in your early 20s anymore.
Yeah,
but you're
like
also
stuck
not
in the middle.
30, you're like in this weird middle.
It definitely like is those stages where you're like, oh, shit.
I'm an adult.
Like, I'm closer to.
You're going
to
be in the over 25s if you go for the X Factor.
Yes, and that freaks me out, even though I'm never going to go for the X Factor.
But, like,
but
it's
that
a
freaks
thing.
Me out. Yeah.
What was the thing we were talking about the other day? Oh, yeah, Love Island. The latest age you can go in is at 29.
Yeah.
So I can not that I ever would be ever in talks.
Sign you up.
But I can't go on. I can't
How
win Miss Ireland either. 25, I think, is the last chance. So
is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you going to go for Miss Ireland?
Might do, yeah.
Might do this here. So yeah, do you feel any different now?
Or no, I don't think so.
Yeah. And you're going to have quiet plans this weekend.
Yeah. Very quiet. I'll probably be dying by the time
dying.
This is out.
You're like, I go so OTT at my birthdays. Like, my 30th of November, I'm already planning it. You're like, I might go for a drink. I'm like, I want a unicorn. I want confetti. I want
See,
fireworks.
Because I actually am like going out this year, like with friends and stuff. But usually I would just like go home with my family.
I've never done a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's why we're having Copperbergs in studio.
Cheers to bloody that.
But we do love all sorts, all ciders, including Bulmers. We're actually obsessed with the new Bulmers Rosé.
Oh, so good.
If you haven't tried it yet, we tried it at Forbidden Fruit. So I'm obsessed. And me and Kendra have an obsession with Froze, which is
so
frozen rosé.
It's in-house, by the way.
Yeah. Kendra had one this
Get
week.
On it.
It's huge in America, and we had some in LA, but now...
No, it was in New York.
I had mine in LA.
Oh,
you had
mine
York.
In New York.
Oh.
And like, let me tell you, it gets you locked.
It gets you.
Remember, ooh. I had like that one drink and I was like, oh my God, Ali, I'm drunk.
I think it must be like, you know, when you get like vodka jello shots.
Yeah.
Where it's when like, it's put into another substance like ice or jelly, it like, I don't know, like speeds up the process of
really
the alcohol.
Weird.
Anyway, enough of the alcohol chat. Before we get into our main topic today, which is all about revivals from TV shows to movies, we're going to do our In Case You Missed It segment. So first up, have to talk about it. You kind of were joking during the week how funny it would be if Kim Kardashian decided to step in and help ASAP Rocky out of prison. And here we are. She has gone
she
to the White House
is.
Again. Kim to the rescue. Tell us what's happening.
So I think, did we mention this before that ASAP Rocky was basically arrested?
I haven't said it on the podcast, but it's on Gossip.
So he was arrested, God, I think it was like 2 weeks ago now, in Sweden, where he got into an altercation with two guys on the street. Now, he had actually posted videos of the guys on his Instagram, and it basically shows that the guys were really annoying them, literally following down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And Rocky and like his entourage were literally like, we don't want to fight you, but stop following us. Mm-hmm. Like, you're being really annoying. And then one of them had like thrown a pair of headphones at his bodyguard, and like it was all like drama. And it basically ended up that they like didn't stop annoying them. And then I think Rocky retaliated after one of them like went for the bodyguard or something like that.
As you would, though, like, what are you meant to do if someone's following you around dark alleyways? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and like in the videos, like, in fairness, like, Rocky is being very respectful and being like, look, just leave us alone, and like, nothing is gonna go down or whatever.
Yeah.
But obviously, they just kept at it, and then, like, you know, you're only human at the end of the day.
Why didn't they call an Uber, you know? Get out of the situation.
Get out of there. But so he was arrested, and don't think he was granted bail, like anything like that. And he's being detained. And now, according to a few reports now, He's being held in not great conditions, yeah. And he was denied the right to speak to a lawyer for like a certain amount of time. So, no, the way like you're allowed to
straight away. And but it's weird because Sweden seems like this real, like it's not Thailand. Like, I would have thought, yeah, Sweden would be like very proper, very strict. Like, it sounds like an absolute disaster. What's after happening over there?
And like his team have basically said, yeah, he's being kept in really bad conditions
and solitary confinement because. Yeah. He's a celebrity. They're worried for his safety.
So I think so they started a petition, and like Free Rocky has been like trending on Twitter and stuff. Loads of celebrities have shared it. It has, I think, over 600,000 signatures now. But like, to be honest, I don't know if those petitions actually do anything.
They're just used to like
raise awareness.
Not even that. Like, they do get brought to a judge. Like, that's what you're supposed to do when you get those. Like, they get brought to government.
Right.
To be like, but it has to be by like a politician or by someone in that country. So like here in Ireland, like, you know, when you think of even the Repeal the Eighth, like that happened because there were so many signatures and it was brought up by a TD.
Yeah.
So I just don't know who they would give it to. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if a judge is going to be on Twitter going, oh, there's 600,000 signatures.
Some members of Congress have like come out and said that we need to try and get him out and blah, blah. So that's obviously going to help. Like, it's people that are obviously
but
high
Kim
up.
To the rescue. Yes, like, Kim, she's gone straight to Donald Trump, basically.
Yeah, so she got in touch with Jared Kushner and then he went to Donald Trump. And apparently, like, he knows about the situation and agrees that he should be freed. So
isn't it crazy? Like, did you ever think in your lifetime that you would see Kim Kardashian being the person to get innocent people out of jail?
It's crazy because like you said, I had joked about it because when the news first came out, I think I tweeted it and I was like, the only person that can help in this situation is Kim Kardashian.
It's such a weird situation. Like, obviously, I love it from Kim's point of view, and now she's going back to law school and she's like studying to be a solicitor or whatever. But like Trump, he cares so much what the public think. Like, as in, he is doing this to keep Kim happy, to then keep the public happy. Like,
oh yeah,
I know the president would do this.
He is still really obsessed with being a celebrity.
Like, I'd say it must be very difficult for Kim to be like. I saw she was tweeting him, like, all her fellow celebrities, like all of her friends, nobody supports Donald Trump, and she's tweeting him being like, oh hey, thank you so much for taking my call today, blah blah.
Yeah,
she's doing it because she wants people to get out of prison. She's doing it for a good reason. Yeah. But like, if someone else was to come into the position that Donald Trump is in, I don't know, would they let Kim Kardashian give them a buzz and be like, here, get this guy out of prison?
It is a really funny situation because obviously like Kim would be best friends with the likes of Chrissy Teigen. Chrissy Teigen and Donald Trump have like a long-standing feud, and like have blocked each other on Twitter and stuff. It's such an interesting.
But also, and I don't mean to be controversial here, but like, there's a lot of other things that people could be lobbying Donald Trump about. I do understand why Kim has taken on these cases, but in a lot of them, people have genuinely been found guilty, and she just doesn't feel like their sentence deserves that length. Like, you know, they have been people that have sold drugs, they have been caught doing that. Like, whereas there's situations going on over there with like immigrants, for example, the way he's like separating families at the Mexican border, people are dying every day, the homelessness crisis, like there are a lot of other things going on. So I do find it a bit unnerving that he is so fast to fix problems that Kim Kardashian brings, and it's letting people who have been found guilty get out of jail. Like, ASAP does seem to be different, but as amazing as what Kim has done, like, I have read through the stories, and yes, they were put into prison too long, but they were genuinely convicted, like drug dealers. They did
but
do something wrong.
But her, like, kind of mission thing is about prison reform, though.
Yeah.
So, like, her thing is very specific.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is, it's because it's Kim Kardashian that that's getting done. Like, as in, there is much bigger problems going on over there. Like, children are literally dying every day at the borders. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just because it's Kim that he's like, oh, okay, I'll help you. Do you know what I mean? I just think he could be doing different things. Like, people keep forgetting the immigrant crisis over there. But, like, did you see the photo, like, 2-3 weeks ago? It was on the front page of all
the
papers.
The dad and the daughter.
Like,
it's very sad.
That is something he could be preventing.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's a serious, serious problem. And I remember when we were at you weren't there this year. But when I did the Oscar Wilde party this year, Chris O'Dowd was honored. He like took the time for his speech to talk about immigration. It was like really intense.
Yeah.
Because he obviously has two kids now, and he's obviously such a funny guy, and he was making jokes, and then he got into this really serious moment where he was like seeing kids being separated, seeing children die, like, in my lifetime, I'm ashamed, like, that I'm in this country. And everyone was literally like, yeah, like, in such shock. But, like, that's the only thing I'd say. I do think I get why she's doing what she's doing, but it's getting so overly publicized, and she's getting people out of jail where there's, like, children dying or aren't get a chance to live a life at all, and, like, that's being ignored. So I still have absolutely no faith in Donald Trump, and I don't care if he gets someone out of prison. Like, that isn't what all the big problems are.
Yeah.
It's one of the problems, and prison reform is probably an issue all over the world, but I just think, if you wanted to win, like, over the public, would you not do something different, like, something bigger?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know.
That's my political talk of the day.
Yeah.
It is frustrating to see, though, just because it's Kim. He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
She could also be like, Donald, stop separating children. I know, but at the border.
At the same time, though, she can't, like, solve all the fucking problems either. Like, it can't just be up to her. Like, I think
I just don't know how she stands behind him and promotes him when he's doing things like that.
I think with things like this, you can never really win. Like, if she could be not doing anything at all. Do you know what I mean?
You know, I know.
It's better that she's doing something.
It just must be so hard for people who are, like rallying for example, stuff to do with the immigrant crisis or healthcare or stuff like that. And they're, like, dedicating their lives to, like, trying to get these things changed. And then Kim sends a tweet and he's like, they're free.
Yeah.
I know it's not that easy, but it looks like that from the outside.
Yeah.
I have absolutely no doubt that ASAP will be out next week after this. Donald Trump is going to obviously go to the Swedes and be like, fucking let him out.
Yeah.
They're not going to be like, no, Donald Trump. They'll be like, shit, you're one of our allies. We trade with you. We do this. Like, they're obviously going to let him out. And I'm sure there's a massive lawsuit on the cusp of this as well. If he was really, like, genuinely, obviously we don't know the facts if they're true or not, but if he's not been given the right food, if he was not allowed to have a lawyer, like, surely, is he not going to sue the shit out of them? Like, but yeah, lesson of the day, don't go to Sweden and attack someone.
Don't.
Or don't even defend yourself, basically.
Yeah, basically. Don't do it.
I got very political, apologies. But speaking of more, in case you missed it, stuff, because we're not focusing this episode on Love Island for once, we have to talk about Love Island. Amber and Michael Sitch.
The Sitch.
Is he a gaslighter?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I put it up on my own Twitter, actually. It was like, oh no, sorry, it was the Goss Twitter. It was Goss Twitter. It was like, what should Amber do? And like, answer number one was like, get back on Michael. And the other one was like, tell Michael to fuck off. And it was like 90% people said, tell him to fuck off.
Yeah.
Oh, when, you know, when he said the line about, yeah, but I didn't name names, did I? I was like, oh,
he's
come
a liar.
On.
He is a pathological liar.
Like, for a second there, I kind of was like, do you know what? Maybe, my, no.
No.
I thought
no,
maybe
no,
he
no,
did
no.
like her, but when he said, yeah, he didn't know how to talk about it, I was like, oh, and Amber was like, oh, even she was like, what?
But is she believing it, though?
I think, and I said,
I think
I said
she
this,
still fancies the pants off.
I said this on my own Twitter, and I got very controversial replies because people were telling me I was wrong. But I was just being honest. I know if I was in Amber's situation, I would get back on Michael because I am that type
it's
of person.
It's not the right thing to do.
I'm not saying that's what I'm saying. I didn't say it was. But you have to remember as well, like, they are literally all family now. There is no one else in their world. So, like, the connections there are so much more intense, I think we even realize. And that's why the Amy Curtis thing seems so
OTT.
She keeps
saying that she knows him so well.
And you're
and
like,
stuff like that.
And you're like, do
month.
You?
And then
but
you're like, actually, maybe you do.
If you live 24/7 with someone. I know from the type of person I am, if I was like mad about someone and then they like left me for someone else or they treated me like shit, all I would want is to feel good again. Like, I'd want them to say something nice. So I don't know if she's falling for it, but she's certainly enjoying it and she wants it. Like, she wants to feel vindicated, like, that, okay, I was liked, like, I was loved, like, he just made a mistake. Like, it's so hard, it must have been so hard for her to be in that house sitting there going, he never liked me, this is all fake, I feel like shit. So I'm kind of in a way happy for her that he turned around and went, actually, I do really
there's
like
nothing
you.
Better than an ex-boyfriend coming back and being like, I'm actually still
you.
Love you
but
in
no
love
like,
with you
he wants
even whether you want it or you
or
don't
not.
So you can be like, well,
he wants the
you.
Cashish though.
Yeah,
but here's the thing, right? Everyone keeps saying they want 50k. No, people don't understand. Okay, no one gives a fuck about 50k.
Yeah, you're going to get 50k times 10
a day.
When you come out.
They are staying in there to get the Prila thing deals, the Nasty Gal collaborations, the tanning deals, the 6 appearances a month in a nightclub that's going to be $5,000 each time.
Yeah.
So I keep seeing on Twitter it's the 50 and I'm like,
no one cares
about
50.
Winning.
Yeah.
They care about getting to the top
and
three.
It,
top three.
When you think about it, it's only 25 each. That's nothing.
And like, is there capital gains tax?
Probably. That's what we should actually look into that.
I wonder, there probably is tax.
Yeah.
But no, that's the thing. So when people are like, it's 50, I'm like, no. Michael I mean, it wasn't even that believable, though. I literally was looking at him being like, you don't like her. Like, they were nearly fighting again.
Yeah.
What do you mean? He was like, ugh.
Yeah.
You could see he was like, childish. Well, I said that. Childish. He's just trying to swallow his pride for the money to win.
But he's just making himself look like an idiot. Because he is constantly saying things and proving himself to be a liar. Like, yeah.
But you notice as well, even when he went on the date with Harley, wasn't that who he went on the date with? He had no interest.
Yeah.
He literally was like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
She's so annoying. Whatever. She can jog on now. But yeah, it caused so much scandal this week. Because remember when Michael wanted to sit down with Amber?
Like, sit down.
Amber, sit down. I was like and then the next day he was like, it's because you were in your heels. I was like, no, it wasn't. Some producer pulled him aside and went, look, dude, you're going to get thrown out of the house. You need to seriously apologize. Like, the gaslighting is like serious. Yeah. It's on another level with him.
Women's Aid came out today, actually, and like basically gave out today about his behavior. Friday. Yeah, yes, Friday. And basically said that he was being like very manipulative and like it's alarming behavior. Yeah.
Have any of his exes come out and said anything?
I heard a rumor. Now, this could be completely false. Mm. Now, let's just put that out there.
Yeah.
That he
had a girlfriend.
Him and his girlfriend both auditioned for the show and were planning on whoever got onto the show and tried to win and get the 50K and they keep it for themselves. Now,
but
I don't know.
I don't think anyone goes on the show trying to get 50K.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know definitely Michael stayed because he was thinking in his head he's going to get more deals. More deals, more money. Now, the only thing I would say, though, when Amy came out, she's actually going to be one of the most lucrative people, I think. Because she came out so early, she's getting all the gigs right now.
Loose Women.
Yeah. She got an OK Magazine spread. The problem is if you get to the top three, is in fairness, the first couple of weeks, it's all about the winners. So then you've got six people who are all trying to make money and all trying to get in the limelight. Whereas when if you come in a little bit earlier, you kind of have your own thing.
Yeah, you get a head start.
Yeah. Mm. So now Joanna, whatever. Yeah. But we met Joanne, I actually have to say, this week out in Virgin Media.
Lovely girl.
So nice. Stunning in real life. I would say better looking in real life than she was on the show. And she was so nice. And she's literally booked out for months. Like, and she left quite early. But we had a good chat with her. It's up on goss.ie. But we were asking her, like, is there a lot of stuff on the show that isn't shown? And she was like, oh my God, like so much.
Yeah.
And she was talking to us about the day that she went and sat on Danny's lap, which was so funny.
So funny.
And she said that like the whole decision to do that like was a huge long half hour conversation. And then on the show, it was like, I'm going to go sit on him. Like that's all we heard. So yeah, she said she found that hard and she said she'd love to recouple with Opie. She went back in. This is the one thing I was saying to you earlier, right? Because we were talking about how, now obviously this is going out in some days, something dramatic might have happened, but obviously the girls got to choose the recoupling. But I'm like, that's too plain sailing.
Mm.
Why has no one from the show gone back in? There's been no big twists in a while.
See, they might. I don't know.
Who would be good to be put back in, do you think? It's hard because a couple of them do seem
so solid. I actually
don't
know. Because, see, the Joanna and Michael thing wasn't as, like, crazy and intense. No. What they have done before is they've split up couples.
And then brought them
and
back.
And then brought one of them back when maybe one of them had started getting with someone else or something.
Well,
like
if
that.
He gets it, Amber, Joanna could go back in, though.
She could. I don't know if she would want to, though.
For the 50K, apparently, everyone comes in.
Oh, she's no chance of winning that.
Oh my God, I'd actually love to see her back in the villa. Yeah. Being like, are you serious?
They need to do something because like the drama of Casa Amor has kind of faded now.
Yeah.
You know.
And what do we think of newcomer Greg O'Shea?
Oh my God, he's right.
Right. Isn't he so nice though?
Yeah.
You can tell it's not fake. Respectful. He's very respectful and he's like, the way he's been speaking to Amber, being like, no one should be treated like that. I was like, oh my God.
I definitely think that next year they're going to put in more Irish people because they've done
been
so well this year.
Show. Yeah. I, in my little head, would have loved Maura and Greg to get together. But clearly, Maura and Curtis are riding under those covers.
Actually,
like, they're riding.
What
I'm sorry.
I've seen, I actually saw a few tweets of people being like, you know, I doubted Curtis and Maura before, but they do seem to be the only couple in there that are genuinely really happy.
I know. They seem to really into each other, don't they? But they're riding.
Oh, they're definitely right.
Like, why are Love Island not showing this to us?
All when of them are right.
When Curtis was like, oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
I was like,
and then he was like, nothing happened. I was like, you liar.
What does she do? Take out a fucking flashlight and
like, do you not understand that you're being filmed 24/7?
They must have been told, guys, right away, we're not showing us. There's no way it wouldn't be a bigger deal that she wouldn't be talking to me like, oh my God, I slept with them last night.
Yeah.
Like, and Anna and Jordan Hideaway, I need counselling after watching that. Like, honestly, why did we want to see a 50 Shades thing? Like, no thank you. No thank you. They definitely had sex that night too.
Well, when they were talking after, she was like, don't tell anyone.
Oh, that we slept.
Remember, she was like,
I thought she was like,
say we just did bits, but like, don't say like that we had sex. So they obviously did.
Oh my God. Love Island, like, right, we won't show up, but then they probably have like a producer's party and everyone's watching popcorn and they're like, hey, come on, Curtis.
Woo!
No, but yeah, actually, I have succumbed to the Curtis Moore situation. I do think she actually does like him. I do think she does.
I definitely believe she does, but I don't know about him.
I don't know if he likes her, but she's a fucking ride.
Yeah, and so he's like, why not?
He's a one-way ticket. She's a one-way ticket to the final, so like, whatever. They will never last on the outside.
No,
absolutely
not. No.
There's going to be hotties knocking on Maura's door the second she gets out.
I think they will stay together for a while, though, and do their bits around Dublin, like, a few events.
How, like, fitting is it that he's on Dancing with the Stars?
I know.
Everyone is saying that Maura's going to be on it next year.
I don't know if
she'd be doing that, like, that soon.
I don't know if she'd be allowed, though.
But she would also win Dancing Stars. She could do like a fucking chicken dance and they'd be like 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. Imagine she was partnered with Curtis. Oh my God.
Oh my God. See, like, would they allow that though?
Well, Curtis's ex is also on the show. Imagine Maura was on the show and go, oh no, I can't. It's too much drama. Okay, we're going to move on to our actual topic before we chat the faces off each other. With the news this week that Gossip Girl is returning.
In case you didn't know, it's coming back.
So excited!
But it's a completely different cast.
Completely different cast. But same creators, same writers, same everything. It's the same thing. But I'm actually really intrigued by it now because... Did you always watch it?
Yeah, loved it.
Like,
obsessed.
I have rewatched every season, I want to say 5 times. Like, I have really watched it. It's all on Netflix, by the way, guys, if you haven't seen it. But... this is back in the day where it was flip phones.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if you don't know
there's
premise...
There was no Instagram, no Facebook.
No. But if you don't know the premise of Gossip Girl, basically, this person started writing like scandalous posts about their classmates when they were in high school. And you'd get a blast to your phone. It's like a text message being like, hey,
Gossip
Upper
Girl.
Easters, Eastsiders, Blair Waldorf has been getting down and dirty with blah, blah.
B.
But like she'd be going out with someone else. So it'd be like, oh my God. Or someone so-and-so is pregnant. So the drama. But this was before Instagram, before Twitter, before like I've always wondered what Gossip Girl would be like set in the new age. It's going to be terrifying.
Yeah.
Because now you've got Instagram. You've got Locate My iPhone. Like there's so many things. Like no one's going to be able to get away with anything. Gossip Girl blasts will be getting like... photos sent in, videos sent in. I'm scared.
No, it's going to be crazy.
I'm terrified.
And it'll be interesting to see like the modern day dynamic of it. The only thing that I hope that they do is bring back Kristen Bell to do the Gossip Girl voice because it would not be
God,
the same.
Oh my God, they have to.
They have to. I think she said a while ago that she would do it.
I think it'd be like, and they'd be like, hey, Upper East Siders. And they'd be like, oh, Kristen.
XOXO.
XOXO.
No, she has to do it.
I love how in the final episodes, like, she's like playing, acting the part. Kristen's actually in it. She's like, oh, this is such a weird script. Yeah, my only nervous thing is who are they going to cast? Because sometimes I feel like in remakes, like, do you remember the original...
It's going to have to be relatively unknown people.
Do you remember the original remake of 90210? Not the one that's trying to do
it. Yeah, I watched it, yeah.
They were all literally but they looked anorexic, right? They were teeny tiny. They were all in their late 30s and they were playing 15-year-old girls.
Yeah.
I did not like... I watched it, but I didn't like the way it was done. I think, like, Blake Lively... and oh my God, what's Blair's real name?
What's her name again?
Blake Lively, and I'm literally looking at her face in my head right now, and I love her music too.
Yeah,
that's
me too.
Upsetting.
Why can't I remember it?
Oh, Blair Waldorf.
And
oh my God, oh my that's God. So bad. I literally have her song on my playlist on Spotify. Blake Lively, though, let's even go to her. Like, her entire career started because of Gossip Girl. And she wasn't.
Leighton Meester.
Leighton Meester. Thank the
God
Lord.
Damn it.
But Leighton and Blake, in fairness, I never looked at them and thought they were like size zero, unattainable people. Their lives were unattainable in it, but I felt like, oh yeah, they're like real high school girls. Like, I just, I don't know. It just, I liked it. I liked Dan. He wasn't like abs, six pack, you know, like looking like a model. I loved that. So I just really hope, because it is the CW, right? It's the CW who make the show.
But it's not going to be made on CW this time.
Oh, is it not?
It's HBO Max, so it's going to be online.
Okay.
It's going on a streaming service. So it's basically like the competitor to Netflix. They're doing it through
that.
Oh
my God, I really hope it's going to be good now. That's worrying.
Mm. But it is the same showrunner, as we said before.
Same showrunner. Like, what I was going to say about CW is, like, I've seen some of their casting calls before. I actually went for a role in one of their shows 8 years ago. And it actually says in the description, like, be looking for beautiful people. Like, it was so, I hated even doing the audition for it.
But you know all the CW shows, they're all stunning.
Stunning.
Like, there's,
but
know.
I do think Gossip Girl, out of all of them, just their weight and everything, I didn't think anyone was too OTT. And then they had Taylor in it, you know, that blonde
Taylor
one.
Momsen,
yeah. She's like, wouldn't be your typical, like, stunning girl. So yeah, no, I liked the way it was. I hope it's like that. I want to see some of the old stars pop in.
Yeah, I'd love to see like a little cameo.
Like Dan
here
and Serena with their kids or something.
Yeah. I think, in fairness, I think the old actors would do that, like pop in just to do a little cameo.
Who was your favourite character in Gossip Girl?
Blake Lively, definitely.
Yeah,
Serena
Vanderwoodson.
Yeah.
I loved her too. I also loved Charles. Chuck.
Chuck, yeah.
Chuck Bass.
Chuck Bass.
He was actually Australian, which is really weird.
No, he's English.
Oh, English, sorry. English, that's it. But his accent when he talks, I'm like, oh my God, Chuck.
I know, it's crazy.
Nate, in fairness, was your token good-looking guy.
Stunning Chase Crawford.
Nate Archibald.
Where is he? Where is he?
So many of them never got anything else. Like, Blake literally began her entire career.
Yeah.
Like, it's mad.
And Leighton as well, to
and
be
Leighton
fair.
Too.
Like, she's done very well.
Blake's
Chase,
the biggest, so.
Don't know where he is.
But you remember Blake and Penn Badgley used to date Dan and Serena in real life, and they were like in love. So obviously now Penn Badgley, the recent thing he was in was You,
yeah,
which is very good. But like,
he was in a few kind of things here and there. But like,
he's so boring. He's so serious. He's like,
well, his name is Penn.
Just because I'm attractive, it's okay for me to be a serial killer. Like, I've listened to some of his interviews and I'm like, get over yourself.
You're like, you're not that.
He's
hot
like,
on.
They've casted me because of my looks, and I'm like, okay, Penn, yeah, you're right, get it.
Shut up, lonely
go
boy.
Go away, lonely boy. So yeah, because Gossip Girl's coming back, and we were obsessed with it. We wanted to talk about just like revivals from TV shows to movies.
Yeah.
I want to start off with a movie franchise because it's been in the news recently. Charlie's Angels.
I am so excited about this.
Can I just say I hate Kristen Stewart. I have met her in real life also.
No,
she was actually grand.
I think give her a chance.
But no, but listen. I hate her. Would have been like vomiting when I heard she was cast. But I watched the trailer and she does seem really cool in it.
Yeah.
But you do have to admit she comes across like the opposite of her real life
character. Totally. Yeah.
But anything
usually
else.
Usually she plays
yes,
the same kind of
this is my
thing.
Problem. Even in Snow White, which we're going to talk about too, Snow White and the Huntsman. She literally plays herself in that and she's Snow fucking White.
I know.
And she's still like, oh, I'm so awkward. But no, very surprised with the trailer. She's very feminine in it. She's sexy. Very surprised. So who else have we got in it? We've got Kristen at the lead.
Naomi Scott. So she played Jasmine in the remake of Aladdin recently. So her,
which I have not seen.
And then who else?
All the remakes coming into one. Sorry, the girl who wrote it.
Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah,
so she's playing like the Bosley character.
Yeah,
in
love
this,
that.
But obviously,
I love
version.
Her also. And I feel like she's the Drew Barrymore character because Drew Barrymore, her production company are the ones who bought the original remake of Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
That was all her. She was part of the writing team, everything. It seems to be the exact same thing to Elizabeth Banks. She's just bought the franchise. Now, I have to say, I loved Charlie's Angels with Cameron Diaz, Lucy Liu, and Drew.
One of my favourite movies.
So well made. The jokes were brilliant. The cast were so good. I just loved it. And that was the first time it had been remade. Mm-hmm. So, God, how long ago was that? Was that 10 years ago?
God,
it must have been.
Oh, way over. Yeah.
I feel old.
I loved Charlie's Angels, like the one with Cameron Diaz and stuff, because it was one of the first movies I remember watching that I saw women being funny in it.
Women being funny
comedy.
And strong.
Yeah.
Seeing women kick ass. Now, they were highly sexualized. I actually remember when I was in college, one of my modules was cinema and I had another module in gender. So I ended up doing this huge project on the male gaze. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Where, like, you know, we are being taught to, like, look at women in, like, yeah. a sexual provocative way. So I use Charlie's Angels as my example. And, oh, my God, it is bad.
Yeah. It just shows the sign at that time, though.
Yeah, like. It was very different. Like, there's literally a scene where they're all on the beach and the camera starts on Cameron Diaz's ass. Like, it's geared towards women, that film. And the mm-hmm. whole point was, like, we were watching them like voyeurs, like, as if we were sneakily watching them with binoculars. It was a good project. I got an A. But, so yeah, I kind of was like, oh shit. But it also, it's still at the same time as the first movie in ages that there was female empowerment. So
yeah.
I think now that it's modern, I think now that Kristen Stewart's in it, there's yeah. no way it's going to be a male gaze type film. Yeah. I think it's going to be like very much into the independence of
yeah.
them,
women
the
kicking
strength.
Ass. Like.
It's the first time a black woman has been an angel. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah.
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 Which is amazing. The first time Bosley has been a woman. Like yeah. they've made a good few changes to it already. Mm-hmm. So yeah, very surprised, very excited though. And actually, you know, we didn't have it on our list, but it just reminded me of the Ocean's 11. Ocean's 13.
Oh yeah, I loved
that. Was
that.
Another kind of revival. And again, I was like, oh, I loved the original Ocean's. Yeah. But it was so good.
It was Ocean's 8, wasn't that what it was
Sorry,
called?
Sorry, Ocean's yes. 8.
Yeah.
But it was just so funny. And again, like, I loved the female, mm-hmm. like, characters.
Like, the amazing cast. Sandra Bullock, Cate Blanchett.
Rihanna,
like.
But, like, when do you see Cate Blanchett in a gas, kick-ass movie?
Yeah.
She's, like, winning Oscars
so
over here, like, do you know?
Yeah, she's so funny.
She was Veronica Guerin, let's not forget.
Yeah,
like, the best actress who ever did a Dublin accent. But I actually loved that Ocean's movie. And they were very yeah. clever in that, like, it did still feel like an Ocean's film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The way it was done, the music. But it was all women. So yeah, I'm hoping Charlie's Angels is going to have that yeah. kind of feel to it as well.
Yeah.
What about TV revivals? Have you any faves?
TV revivals. Veronica Mars. Now, I haven't personally seen the revival yeah. yet, but it's like people are saying it's like the best TV revival that's ever
been. Have you seen
made.
The original?
Yeah,
I've
I used to watch it years ago.
So who's in the revival? Same person?
Yeah.
Kristen
it's
Bell.
Yeah, so it's basically the same people, but like years later.
Is she like a mother?
I don't think so.
That's the show where no. she was basically a secret agent, but she was a teenager.
She's her dad is basically a private investigator and she kind of starts helping him.
Oh, yeah.
So it was very much like a modern day Nancy Drew type thing, which is cool. Like,
I just love how you know who Nancy Drew is.
Why? Everyone knows who Nancy Drew is.
I know, but you're so young. It's like I used to watch Nancy Drew.
I read those books.
Have you? I haven't.
Yeah.
I haven't.
No, it's so good.
You're so cool.
But yeah, that was on.
Why haven't you watched the remake then? Is that not killing you?
Because it only just was released.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's only just. I remember it all being in the news.
They did a movie and mm-hmm. then like the movie was
yes,
so well received
that
they were like,
we'll
do the TV show. So when, I have it down here, when was the original one? So it was 2004 until 2007.
Okay.
Was when the original one was.
And I remember when it like, did it get dropped or cancelled?
Yeah,
like
it got cancelled.
I remember
and
was
like there was uproar.
Madness. Yeah, yeah. Because it's kind of a cult favorite. Actually, yeah. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is my favorite show in the world, watch it every day. I have a serious problem. I don't know if you know, but like
that
a year
canceled.
And a half ago, that got cancelled.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they like, I was like, I would have flown to America myself, stood outside the studios. Thankfully, they brought it back. But one of the shows that kind of came back in the last year or so was Arrested Development.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just such a cult following.
My brother loves that show.
I could Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Arrested Development I could quote like any episode to you. I'm not even joking
yeah.
you, like the actual like script. But it had gone for a couple of years and then it came back again and then they brought back one more season
and
so
it's
that
all
was
the same people
yeah but like they're when they did the revival like they were all like 6-7 years older and Michael Cera obviously he was a kid in mm-hmm. it. Do you know who he is?
Yeah
he was a kid in it and obviously in the revival he's like in his 20s
way older
so
yeah
so that was hilarious yeah that was really funny. Yes that was a
it
really
just shows
one.
How much they loved doing the show though they all wanted to come back
well everyone except for Ellen DeGeneres's wife
Portia
de Rossi. She
oh,
didn't
she was such a big part of the original show.
Have you not seen the new ones?
No.
She's in it, right? But it's
oh.
weird. So basically, she gave up acting there about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm not doing it anymore. And because, yeah, Arrested Development have the revival, but they also did another series after it.
Yeah.
So in the original revival, she's in the episodes, but then they were continuing the season. They had to do another season. And she was like, I don't want to do it. So it's really weird, but all of her scenes are on green screen.
Oh.
Yeah, even the scenes where she's talking to the family, like, it's quite noticeable once you realise it. She didn't shoot any of the scenes
really
with them
weird.
At all. Yeah. So I don't know what that was about, because why agreed to come back and not shoot with them.
Yeah.
So, but there was obviously a massive dispute with the actor that plays George Sr. and the actress that plays Gangi, the mother in it. They had like this huge row, and it all came out in like a New York Times interview where like they were talking about Me Too and like all these kind of stuff. And I think it was New York Times, forgive me, it could be someone else. But anyway, they were all in a group cast interview for a press, and Jason Bateman was there, everyone was there. And they were like, was there ever a situation on set? And she was like, oh, there was this really upsetting situation with the guy who plays George Sr. His name has just left my mind. It's Jeff something. And he like kind of fought with her during the interview and was like, that's not what it was. And then Jason Bateman was like, you're overthinking this. And she started crying. And they actually like paused the return of the show for 6 months after that. It was a huge scandal at the time. That was only last year. So yeah, and then Jason like went on Twitter and gave a huge apology and said he shouldn't, because they printed the whole interview.
Yeah.
The journalist was like, well, this is fucking nuts. And Jason Bateman was like, I shouldn't have just sided with Jeff, like something obviously went down.
Yeah.
So no one knows what actually happened, but there was something that happened on set.
Oh god,
so that was really disappointing. It did kind of damage the return a bit, because
yeah,
we were all like, oh right, because it's so funny, even you're like, right, someone was crying on
yeah,
set.
Yeah, it's a bit sad. Like,
obviously Will and Grace came back, but did you
yeah,
you never watched
I
the original?
Never, no. I always knew it was on, like it was I knew it was a popular show, but I never
yeah,
watched it.
It was so funny. Now I've watched some of the new episodes. They're not hilarious, like they're
no,
fine.
Is
they're
it
fine.
All the same people?
It's all the same people, which is gas. They've all moved on, and like obviously, like, you know, gay marriage and stuff is legal over
mm-hmm,
there. And but Deborah Messing, who plays Grace, like she is very, very anti-Donald Trump. And it kind of comes through a lot in some of the episodes. A couple
oh,
of the episodes
okay,
are kind of about the situation with politics over there.
Yeah.
So they've kind of used the platform to kind of say something about the government, which is yeah, interesting. But like, it's a comedy show. Let's, you know.
Yeah.
Have a laugh.
Calm down.
But no, it's funny. But I wouldn't. Will and Grace was never this like, oh my God, I have to watch my episode.
Yeah.
You just have friends. It's quite tame too. Like
yeah,
you could
you
have friends
in
the background
in
and not
out,
even notice that it's on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I would love to see a return of TV-wise? Is Desperate Housewives.
Yes.
Imagine.
Oh my God, yeah.
All the kids
I've
growing
like
up with their own families.
That.
Like imagine all the kids.
Yeah.
Living on Hysteria Lane, and then like Eva Longoria.
Jesse Metcalf pops in.
Jesse, if you have an affair with one of the
he
kids.
He definitely needs a job now.
No, he definitely does.
He would definitely.
And it's
do
actually
it.
Have you been to Universal with me?
No.
Oh,
we have to do it.
The lot is there for Desperate Housewives. It's also the same
oh
estate that
so
Buffy
like
the Vampire
Lane
lived in.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
But they tell you all the shows that have built there, and that's also Sunnydale as well, where Buffy lived.
Oh my God.
The same estate. When you go through it and they show you, you're like, oh, how did I not pick up this as the,
yeah,
same,
it's the same
estate?
Thing.
There's so many Modern Family shot there now as
oh
well.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it's so cool. But yeah, it was the Desperate Housewives lot for years, and that's where they shot everything.
That was a huge show.
Yeah.
That was on for a long time.
Yeah.
So.
The first time I ever went to Universal, God, I don't know when it was, but they were in the middle. We weren't allowed to go down the road because they were shooting Desperate Housewives.
Oh,
I was like,
so cool.
Let me off the bus. I was like, I want to go down. But I used to have to watch the new episode of Desperate Housewives.
Yeah, I loved
I'd be like,
that.
Oh my God, the
yeah,
scandal, the stuff
yeah,
that was going on. The cast were amazing. Oh, there just hasn't been a show like Desperate Housewives in a long time where it's like the kind of Stepford Housewife women, life really seems all perfect. But
I think they've
drama,
tried to make those kind of shows, but they never really take off as much
no,
as Desperate Housewives did.
But yeah, I would love to see a remake with the original cast and with their kids all
yeah,
grown up. And yeah,
isn't
I think
it crazy? Like the. Wasn't it Ava Longoria's daughter in it is Demi Lovato's sister? Like it's
I
so
know,
mad.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
But like imagine her having her own family now.
Yeah.
God, when you think of Eva Longoria, like she was such a ride in that show.
Such
her
a ride.
And Jesse was like my favourite storyline.
And like
Terry
what did
Pratchett,
she do after Desperate Housewives? Like she hasn't done.
She did a lot of movies when it ended. She kind of was the breakout star, to be fair.
But like
but
can you name
stopped,
a movie?
Oh, they were all those stupid rom-coms.
Yeah.
But then she did Maids. You know that one? Wasn't she in that series? I never watched
it. Devious
Maids.
Yeah,
my sister
it? Yeah,
liked it.
I think my sister watched
but
it as well.
But she actually started her own production company. So she's been making things for years.
Yeah.
She's made, she's a producer on the most random things. She was also in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, not to mention it again. But yeah, what else was she in? It's weird because she owns, I've actually been in it, she owns a restaurant in LA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so she has her...
she's businesses
like,
over there.
Yeah.
And she has a huge contract with L'Oreal as well. She does Cannes Film Festival every year. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I know what you mean. She could have been a bigger star. Yeah. But she was, in fairness, the breakout of
Yeah, she was, definitely.
Felicity Huffman obviously came out from it too. And she got a lot of... But they were very serious, meaty roles. She wasn't really on mainstream things. But she, I suppose, long-term has had probably bigger roles than Eva Longoria.
Yeah, probably.
Terry Pratchett, never heard from her again.
I know, yeah.
Good luck. Do you remember all the drama of all stuff that
went
down?
Didn't she do like the Bake Off, like the Celebrity British Bake Off or something last year? Yeah.
Do you remember all the drama though? Because she was the biggest star when it started. She'd been in
James
Bond.
Didn't she get into a row with someone?
Yeah, with all of them. Yeah. They all apparently didn't speak to each other. And then remember Nicolette Sheridan? I met her this year at the Oscars. I wanted to be like, is it true?
Nicolette!
And then she got killed off and then said it was because like she didn't do what the producers wanted and she tried to sue them. There was a huge court case. Mm-hmm. But yeah, apparently none of them got on with Terry. And then she was up her hole, like apparently. But like her scene in James Bond was like cut down so much.
Oh yeah.
So much. Do you remember, did you ever watch her in Superman? That's how she got so big.
Superman,
she played Lois in
Lois
Superman.
Lane.
What?
Oh my God. So who was Superman in that one?
Oh my God, he's so...
God, that would have been years
really famous.
Ago.
1 second.
So this was the Superman before Henry Cavill?
This was a TV series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was... This is what made Superman really big again. It was like The Adventures of Superman.
Oh, was this Smallville or something?
No, that was only a couple of years ago. This is like when I was 9 years old.
Oh, okay.
It's like a Terry Hatcher Superman.
You were calling her Terry Pratchett.
Oh, was I? who am I thinking of? Is there someone called Terry Pratchett?
I don't think so.
Don't sue me. Sorry, it was called Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman.
So who played him?
Was in 19... The first episode aired in 1993. Were you even born?
No, it was a year before I was born.
Oh my God. Right, let me find... Oh, sorry, Dean Cain. Let me show you a photo of him. You'll definitely know him to see. He's in loads of stuff.
Yeah.
So she got huge from that. It was such a good show. Like, it was like Desperate Housewives, as in... It would end on like the biggest cliffhanger. I remember there was one episode, like I'll never forget this cliffhanger, because it was before like video on demand and everything. You'd have to wait like 7 months for the next episode if it genuinely was the end of the series. And I remember like all this drama had gone on with her and Clark, and like it was obviously a journalist or whatever, and anyway, it all seemed fine and they were like together again and everything was happy and it was like a happy ending. And then he realized in the last episode that Lois that he was with was her evil twin.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No, I'm not even joking. It was one of the biggest twists I've ever seen in my life. I was like, oh
my God. I love a good evil twin twist.
In the last couple of minutes, you realize it's not her and you see the real Lois trapped and like in a basement tied up. And then it's like, end of series. You'd wait a year for the next one. I was literally like, oh my God. It was so good. And then what's the main enemy in Superman? The bold one.
What's his name?
Lex Luthor. He's in it all the time because it's a TV show. It's a TV show. So he's like, he owns like a big corporation. So yeah, look, very excited about Gossip Girl though. Are you?
Yeah, very, very excited.
And we just wanted to kind of talk through some of our favorite vibes, some of the biggest ones.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you haven't seen Gossip Girl, make sure to watch it on Netflix. But that's all from us this week. So make sure to check out any of the other podcasts. If you've missed them, we have some really great interviews up there. We finally have a guest coming back next week. So I'm so excited about that. And yeah, just a big thank you again to our sponsors, cravecloset.com. You can find them on Instagram, go onto their website, and they're also in Topshop. So yeah, thanks so much. Mm-hmm.